We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's Joe Beningo and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. On WFAN Sports Radio. Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe, 66 on your AM dial, 101.9 FM, Joe and Evan, on the fan, Joe and Evan, on WFAN.
All right, 10:05 on The Fan, and a very good Monday morning to you, the midday show. Joe Beningo, Evan Roberts, 877-337-6666. Is the phone number here. Of course, the 1 o'clock CMB will come your way. Don't forget my Ernie Acosta. On the other side of the glass, a very interesting sports weekend. So many different things to talk about. I guess the thing will open it. By the way, congratulations on your Nets with a big win in L.A.
Yeah.
They get the 2 wins you needed to get. Sacramento
bye-bye,
in L.A.
Lakers. Bye-bye.
Big game for you tonight in Portland. But anyway, with that said, let me get that out of the way to you.
Thank you.
I guess the big story of the weekend was...
Mueller report?
That was the big story of the weekend, but that's not what we're here to talk about.
Oh, okay.
Although I could go on with that for a while. But nevertheless, we'll open up with the Duke game because so far in this NCAA tournament, at least to me, bro, that's the one game. I mean, that was the game of the tournament, a game Duke really deserved to lose. And they found a way to survive with, at the end of the game, they had two great looks that Central Florida had to win the game and just wasn't to be.
Dude, I was frustrated, man. And I'll tell you, I know this isn't true, but it felt this way. Felt like God was a Duke fan. I mean, it really did. Because if you watch the replay on the tip.
Oh, it went right across the rim.
I don't know how it doesn't go in.
Yep.
But of all the plays of the final 2 or 3 minutes, to me, the one that's going to stick out, and I know a lot had to happen afterwards, but the one that sticks out was the missed alley-oop with just under 2 minutes to go.
Dawkins, I guess he just didn't hold on to the ball.
He couldn't hold on to it.
Yeah.
I mean, it seemed like it was a decent pass.
Yep.
He just couldn't hold on
that
to it.
That was huge.
And then Cam Reddish responds with a three.
Yep.
So you're talking about a 5-point swing. You're talking about what should have been a 6-point game. With under 2 minutes to go, you never know. Anything could happen.
Sure.
But you feel good that Central Florida holds on into Reddish hitting that three and making it a 1-point game. And obviously, a lot of other things happened, which we'll get into. But that was the moment where it felt like, oh, God, Duke's going to win this game.
Well, I'll tell you what, there was also another moment when I kind of felt the opposite. And that was on that play to review when Taco gets that rebound on the ball that was very close to not hitting the rim.
Right.
And he gets the rebound. It could look like it could have been a shot clock violation. He dunks it home, and that gave them a 4-point lead. Now, they looked at it, and they looked at it over and over and
for
over
five
again.
5 good minutes.
And it was very, very close. I mean, I don't know if I could just make a definitive point either way.
And that's why
what they ruled like
exactly.
They did.
Exactly. That's why they got it right. They got it right because they stuck with what they called.
Yes. Yes, that, I agree.
And that's why they got it right.
I agree.
It is fun to watch Taco fall play.
He's pretty good.
Yeah,
on that
putback, he barely moves. He just kind of sticks it in.
Well, I don't think every basket he had was a dunk yesterday.
Yeah.
Every one before he fouled out on that play with Williamson that turned out to be the defining play for Duke.
And that,
defining moments.
That was a foul. I mean, his feet were in the restricted zone.
No, it was a foul.
But slightly before that, it did look like Zion Williamson pushed off against B.J. Taylor.
It did.
So when you talk about that final sequence, and it's funny, we basically stopped our draft. We had our big fantasy draft to watch the final few minutes. And then I went back and watched it on DVR because I needed to see
it
in
its
entirety.
Great game. The whole game was great.
But one of our guys here, Loogie, was screaming, and it was interesting. He's saying, as Zion has the basketball, up by 3, foul him. Send him to the line. play a free throw game right now. Don't give Duke the opportunity to tie the game. Meanwhile, Zion's taking it to the basket,
yep.
gets contact, and the N1.
Yep.
So it wasn't even Reddish hitting a three, or R.J. Barrett nope. hitting a three, or Zion himself. It was Zion aggressively going to the basket, getting the contact, getting the call, and then, because why not, he misses yep. the free throw. And again, it looks like Duke gets away with a call because it looks like R.J. Barrett yeah. is pushing off.
Yeah, he might have. He might have, but, you know, give them – look, they found a way to win. Did they deserve to win? No, I don't think they did. But then, you know, they still did. The kid Dawkins, Johnny Dawkins' son, had a phenomenal
Aubrey,
game.
Aubrey, yeah.
I mean, he was phenomenal. And he's the guy that had the tip at the end that didn't go in.
I know.
And he also was the guy that lost the ball at the rim on that play
yeah,
you were talking about.
He had a great
but
game.
But he had a tremendous game. Though.
He had those two moments.
Yep, yep.
If one of those two
yep.
go his way,
right.
we're talking about
yep.
something completely different.
Yep. Yep.
And I understand. I heard Giannotti mention this morning. I get it. A couple of the guys at the draft said the same thing, that in the moment you're rooting for Central Florida, but for the good of the tournament, it is more exciting for Duke to move on. I get that, but I still, in that moment.
Kept me alive in his stupid pool.
So were you rooting for Duke because of that?
You know what? I don't know if I was rooting for them because of it, because I don't expect to win anyway, even though it looks like I'm in relatively good shape. I mean, I'm in every game in a Sweet 16.
That's pretty good.
So that's not bad.
Pretty good.
Every game I'm in. So that, and we'll see how that plays out. But you know what? I don't know what I was thinking. I don't know what I was thinking. All I knew was it was a great game. And I thought Duke was going to lose. I mean, I got to tell you, when they went up four, after that review went UCF's way, I thought Duke was going to lose. I really did. At that point, I thought 74-70, Duke's out of this.
I definitely found myself rooting for Central Florida. I want a Duke out. And, you know, Mike Krzyzewski, and it's interesting because John Rothstein actually made this point to us on Friday, and he's going to join us at 11 because you were talking, rightfully so, in college basketball, the coach is the biggest star.
No, there's no doubt.
And you're right. The rare exception has been this year with Duke, where almost forget Mike Krzyzewski's even around.
Right. That's how big a star Williamson
yeah.
has become.
That's how big of a megastar, a rock star Zion Williamson is right now. But to me, when I see the Duke logo, in my entire lifetime, see, I know Johnny Dawkins played at Duke. Yeah. I know there
That's
was a time.
That's before he even won a championship. You know, Duke did not win a national championship until 1991.
No, I know that. And that time before 1991 to me, Joe, feels pretty foreign. Because in my lifetime,
of course it is.
It's been Duke, Duke.
Right.
Duke is perennially a one or a two seed.
No
every
question.
Year.
No doubt.
And so every year when Duke gets eliminated, or they win a national title, but when they get eliminated, it's like an American celebration. And for that reason, I don't care what the Sweet 16 or the Elite Eight would have looked like, or the Final Four would have looked like, or how cool Duke North Carolina would be. Get him out.
Yeah.
Get him out.
Well, you
and unfortunately, I didn't get him out.
I'm sure there was all the other one and two seeds were saying the same thing.
Of course.
I'm sure Tom Izzo and Michigan State was saying yes. They were all rooting for UCF. Are you kidding?
Here's the problem. Just because you look shaky and just because, let's say Virginia, you get pushed by a 16 seed.
Which they did again.
Which they did.
Yeah, they did.
As long as you advance,
that's all
none
that
of it matters.
And we talked about, I know John brought it up, Rothstein, and we'll have him on at 11. You brought that white knuckler that Al McGuire always talks about. Well, you know what? Duke had their white knuckler.
Yeah.
So, you know, that may serve them well the rest of this tournament.
No question.
It really might.
I think sometimes we read too much into it. Well, they looked shaky or they look shaky.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Don't go by that.
It doesn't. Just go win.
Yep.
Advance.
They might win by 30 over Vatek. In
they
fact,
could.
I like the fact if you're a Duke fan, you got to like the fact that they're playing Vatek, who beat them during the year without Williamson. Yeah, you kind of like the familiarity of that game.
And I think you like the fact that you had, as you said, that white knuckler game that somehow
no
they found a way
it.
To win.
No
this
doubt.
Is a young team. Obviously, they have a lot of freshmen. And so getting that experience where they have to come back late and they've got to make a play late and they got to make a defensive play late and they got to get a big offensive rebound late. They have to do everything late. I think overall it's a good experience for them. And who knows, maybe we'll get what John Rothstein is calling phase four. Duke, North Carolina, which
maybe.
I know is the dream.
Yes.
The
yes.
dream of CBS.
Yeah, the dream of CBS and the selection committee because they set it up so you could have that game.
Of course.
Let's be honest about it.
But so far, this tournament has been chalky. It's been as chalky can be. And I don't think that's a surprise because I remember we asked John about this at the beginning, that because of the bubble being as weak as it was, does this make this tournament more chalky than usual? He said probably, and that's what it's been. I mean,
pretty much.
Outside of a 12 seed in Oregon, who doesn't really feel like a 12 seed with the run that they've gone on, look what we're looking at. We're looking at 1, 2, 3, 4s and 1, 5 at Auburn.
Every 1 and 2 seed is still alive.
Yeah.
Every one
of them. So it shows you where we are right now. And I think that's good for basketball. The basketball will be better, but we don't have that
you know,
crazy Cinderella story.
Yeah, yeah. And how about Villanova getting blown out by Purdue?
Yeah, I mean,
they were never in. You know, well, the Big East had a bad year, and it's reflected of it. Villanova got blown out by Purdue. How about that? Even Ja Morant is great, and he still was pretty good in this game. He was good, but they really got outclassed in their game as well.
Oh, my God, they got destroyed. And I thought the other really interesting thing over the weekend was how Tennessee managed to blow a 25-point lead.
And win in overtime.
Back and win anyway. And if they had blown that lead and lost, it would have matched the biggest blown lead in the history of the tournament. Iota actually blew a 25-point lead in one of their first four games a couple of years ago.
Is that right?
Yeah, but for Tennessee.
They gave Carolina a game, too, by the way.
They did?
They played them pretty tough.
You know what killed them in that game? When North Carolina is shooting as badly as they are and Iona is shooting as well as they are, you got to build a bigger lead.
Yeah.
You got to build
right.
a much bigger
yep,
lead.
Yep, yep.
And they never did. And that's why. I think it was 6 at the half, something like that. You knew coming out of the gate North Carolina was going to step on them.
Yeah. No, absolutely right. Completely agree.
That's exactly
that.
What they did.
Yep. Yep.
But so far, I mean, the tournament at times has been underwhelming, but I think it was made up for by just an absolute classic between Central Florida and Duke.
And that was certainly the game of the tournament. You know, you mentioned even going back to round one with Virginia, looked like they were in trouble for a long time against Gardner Webb. I mean, they really did. And then they finally got it going. They finally took control of the game and, you know, wound up winning the game pretty easily. But they got a pretty good scare there for for a good 25 to 30 minutes in that game.
Could you
freaking imagine? Oh, my God. If they would have lost that game, my God.
That would have been epic.
Yes.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.